We're back now with the director of Gloucester's Public Health Program, Karen Carroll. And Karen, welcome back to MSO. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks, Rick. How are you?
Oh, very well, very well. Getting a little itchy, a little bit of the, what do they call it, the get stuck at home thing, but we're safe at home, so it's all well.
Cabin fever. Right?
That's what I was trying to think of. You know, we're familiar with that here in New England. Karen, obviously, in the last week, a lot has changed since we talked with you, and I want to start off right away with maybe the most current guidelines coming from the governor and from the mayor. Maybe you could refresh from your point of view what those are.
Sure. As you probably know, last Friday, the Gloucester Board of Health had a meeting, and we passed some Board of Health orders regarding COVID-19. And then the mayor's office had some as well. So to go over the highlights of those, again, they're really to restrict activity and exposure is the whole name of the game here at this point in the outbreak when we really are at the peak time in which we expect over the last week and these next immediate weeks coming up will be a peak time for us. So we're being extra careful. We're requiring that people, when they go out in public into essential businesses, they should wear a face covering. That's different than a mask, so we've had a lot of questions about this. A mask is typically what our healthcare providers and first responders use, and they will do that. You know, they're fitted to them so that they're really blocking out any type of exposure. A face covering is a scarf or some cloth, a thick barrier that will prevent some exposure. It will prevent things like water droplets that if someone sneezes near you or if you sneeze or cough, it will slow down the transmission of that kind of those types of molecules of the virus. It won't necessarily block airborne particles. I'm sure you've seen that. That's why these N95 masks are like the gold standard.
Mm-hmm.
So about a week ago, the CDC recommended, and DPH, and then our board took it up as well, that anyone going out into public, into one of the essential businesses, should be wearing a face covering that will at least slow down the transmission. So we have on our website lots of different ways that you can make one. One's as simple as an old T-shirt and some elastic bands. So you don't need to go out and buy. You don't need to be a sewer. You can wrap a scarf around several times. The thicker, the better is what we tell people. Something that you can see through, like a bandana, isn't so great. So the thicker you can put over your face, better. And again, it's to protect both you going into areas where there are other people around, but it's also to protect the workers in our essential businesses. So, inside of grocery stores, food establishments, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that was probably one of the bigger orders. We also restricted further visitation at our congregate large housing, public housing, the action shelter, those types of things, so that there are not large numbers of family members coming in at any one time visiting people, and that if people are going in, they're signing in, so we have a record of where someone's been and who's been exposed. There's also a series of orders issued out of the mayor's office to do with outdoor spaces, the closing of some parking lots in the city. Again, it's not closing the park or the beach itself. It's closing the large parking areas around them to reduce the total volume of people that will then be in any one outdoor space at one time. So I think those were kind of the biggies. Did I forget anything or anything you want me to elaborate on?
No, I think the cloth face covering was what I was most interested in, and I'm glad you pointed it out and pointed out the importance of it and how easy it is to use and what it's used for. So I appreciate that. My daughter is down in Philadelphia, and she showed me how to make one. So I'm going to be using that, a mask per se. And they're not uncomfortable, so that makes sense.
Good. Good.
Okay. Now, the other thing is, all those things are very reasonable, I think, Karen, as we proceed into our, fifth or sixth week, whatever it might be, or maybe just the fourth week. But I did notice on the Gloucester Public Health Department Facebook page, you have a post up there about food, backyard growers, and they're offering something that's kind of interesting.
Yes. I just briefly looked at that post, so I'm not sure exactly all the things that are required. But yeah, we have a number of local partners that are doing some really innovative things, and I believe that they're offering to assist people with free garden bed kits and the technical assistance to build one if people are interested. And then they have a range of community gardens that they have helped establish within the city. And they have a small shop, I think, too, that people can order online. So, yeah, I mean, just some neat, innovative ways that people are adapting to help provide food throughout the community. And if you are, I believe it's 62, if you're over 62 and are interested in growing some of your own food, that's always great, and they will provide you with some support to do that. We also have a lot of partners that we work with in the city for provision of food, including the Open Door and senior care Meals on Wheels. So there's a brown bag lunch, a grab-and-go lunch pickup down at the Rose Baker Center during the week each day that is available for seniors. And then the Open Door is taking orders from families as well as seniors throughout the community. Anyone is eligible to call and place a food order. And they are doing curbside pickup as well as they are doing delivery if needed right to people's homes. So they've been a tremendous partner as we have people in the community who find that they need the financial help supplying food for their family, or they just have trouble accessing, getting out to get the food themselves, and they're wanting to heed our warnings about not going to the grocery store if they don't have to. So we're really so grateful for those programs in town that are assisting people to get the basic needs met through this difficult time.
Okay, and a couple of other quick questions, Karen. How are you looking at the statistics in terms of what the numbers are on Cape Ann or in Gloucester in terms of people getting a positive test back or being diagnosed with COVID-19? And, you know, how do you think those are stacking up? I know that this is a huge week coming up.
Yeah, this is a big week. So we're obviously watching all the numbers and indicators really closely. But with this one, it's really tricky because the numbers really don't show you an accurate picture, and we've known that from the beginning in all communities, and this is a nationwide, worldwide issue, where the testing has been very slow to rule out, and we know that there has not been an adequate amount of testing. But, you know, we know that there's probably more people that have it than we're aware of. So, you know, we always kind of caution to have a look at the numbers, but not to put too much weight on them. They are indications, but it's really not the full picture. So, you know, that's why we've been really putting messages out to the entire population to heed warnings like face covering, staying in if you don't need to, all those things, social distancing, washing your hands, that we know will keep people safe, whether they've tested positive or they know someone who's tested positive or not. So, you know, in terms of the measures that we can really know and that are meaningful to us right now, we look at our capacity to respond. So we look at the hospitals, how are they doing? And at the moment, they are doing okay. They have sufficient protective equipment, they have sufficient staffing, and they are able to provide for COVID-positive patients in the Beverly Hospital. And the Addison Gilbert Hospital is remaining COVID-free, so for other cases. And at the moment, not to say it's not difficult and they don't know what will happen next week, but at the moment, you know, they are doing okay. So that's really great for us. The other measure we look at is the ability of our local public health department to keep up with the reported cases as they come through from the state, as well as any contact tracing. So those are the people that might have come in contact with an index case or a confirmed case. And at the moment, again, we have a team of nurses, mostly school nurses, who are constantly every day reaching out to those folks. And their capacity to keep up with that work is also fine at the moment. And we do have some more public health students coming to assist us. So, you know, those are the places that we're really trying to make sure we have adequate people in place to deal with the capacity coming to us Same thing with ambulance calls and first responders. So at the moment, all of our essential teams are able to handle the volume of cases that are coming their way, and our systems have not been overloaded. So that's really important to us and a really important indicator of how we're coping through this outbreak.
Sounds very optimistic. And finally, is there a need for volunteers?
There are absolutely needs for volunteers. And one of the best places to look is on the city website. You can go ahead in there, and it has a number of different requests for volunteers. But there are some well checks going on for seniors. There are some meal preparation and delivery. So I do know senior care from time to time is needing more drivers and volunteers. So if there's a particular group that you have worked with in the past and you want to reach out to them specifically, otherwise you can have a look on our website and see what is listed. But there are definitely things that people can do, whether they can leave their home or not, to assist in this crisis. And we appreciate every little bit of help people can give.
That is Gloucester Public Health Director Karen Carroll. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.